This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli commandos disguised as medical workers and Muslim women raided a hospital in the occupied West Bank Tuesday and killed three Palestinian militants. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Reuters reports that according to witnesses and authorities, one of the three who were killed was lying paralyzed in his hospital bed at the time. This is Naji Nizal, the medical director of the Ibn Sina Hospital. They killed three youths in their room while they were sleeping on their beds in the room. They killed them in cold blood with direct gunshots to the head. The Israeli military said that the three militants were killed in a joint undercover operation by the Army, Shin Bet, Security Service, Border Police, and the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, one of the most volatile cities in the West Bank. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout without providing evidence. It has alleged that one of those targeted in the raid transferred weapons and ammunition to others for a planned attack. U.S. President Joe Biden will be on hand when the remains of three American soldiers killed in a drone strike return to the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president talked with the families of the three soldiers based in Georgia.
He was grateful for their time. He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service.
And gauged their feelings about him going to Dover Air Force Base when the remains return.
All of them supported his presence there, and so the president will be going to the dignified transfer on Friday.
The president did the same in 2021 for the 13 troops killed in a suicide blast during America's Afghanistan withdrawal. Sagar Magani.